Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Protesters outside of City Hall today.
Some of the signs say, stop ICE terror now and justice for Renee Nicole Good.
And El Segundo has a massive mosquito problem.
One night will be light and we're thinking, oh great, we got relief. And then the next night, right back to square zero.
And the first performer for the Grammys has been announced. Stay tuned to find out. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's January 20th, 2026. I'm your host, Rebecca Ledman. Today marks 1 year of Donald Trump's return to the White House, and dozens of protesters were outside the LA City Hall. John Baird was there.
There must be a couple hundred demonstrators here, many of them holding signs, a few holding American flags, but some of the signs say, stop ICE terror now, and justice for Renee Nicole Good. And from Los Angeles to Minneapolis, stop ICE terror. So this is obviously an anti-ICE demonstration. I don't see counter-protesters here at all, but these people are adamant that that not only the protesters and average citizens get involved in demonstrating against the Trump administration policies, but they also want the politicians to start pushing back. That's what they asked for earlier in this demonstration. And on top of that, besides the demonstration today, they say there's going to be another demonstration on Friday. They're urging people all around the country to walk out of work, walk out of school in solidarity with the people in Minneapolis. So they're pushing hard, and they say that the politicians just are not doing enough to push back against what's going on in Washington, D.C.
The Trump administration recently said it would ease up on visa rules for people from more than 40 countries who are looking to enter the U.S. for the World Cup Games. And now, Homeland Security said visa applicants have to submit a lengthy review of their social media history, which could result in visas being denied. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass spoke to Craig Figner about the implications for L.A.
Homeland Security says, well, even if you got that visa waiver, you're coming to the World Cup, we want to review 5 years of your social media history before we give you full sign-off on getting into the U.S.
Well, let me just say that we need to have the most spectacular World Cup
games ever. And it is certainly my hope and my belief that the Trump administration feels the same way and will do everything possible. And I think it needs to begin with the review of that policy, because the last thing in the world we want is to discourage athletes, to discourage countries, and discourage visitors from coming. This will be a huge economic boom to Los Angeles. This is the first time the World Cup will be Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And can't we unite as the Americas?
Then I ask you this, is Homeland Security going too far?
Well, we will see. But we know Homeland Security has gone too far up to this date. But I am certainly hoping that the tactics that they've been using around the country, that they would certainly not use during the World Cup. They should stop it, period. Especially at the time when we're inviting the world to come in here. People need to know that they can enter and leave the U.S. freely. We need the economic engine in the city of Los Angeles.
The June Games are projected to generate more than $500 million in tax and tourism revenue. El Segundo is having a big problem with swarms of mosquitoes, which, if they bite you, can transmit serious diseases. John Barrett spoke to Samantha Heading, who has lived there for 20 years. She said it started before Thanksgiving.
You're having a pretty big problem with mosquitoes still.
Inundated with mosquitoes, 100%.
Has it changed at all?
It has lightened, but it's very awkward. It'll do, one night it'll be light, and we're thinking, oh, great, we got relief. And then the next night, right back to square zero.
And so, I mean, are you talking about dozens or?
Oh, we killed, in one night, we killed 19 mosquitoes in 20 minutes.
And have any of your family members been bitten or anything?
My kids are covered in bites. One of them has a reaction, so she's pretty welted up, covered. And we're up, like, I'm talking midnight to 5 a.m.
And, well, I just talked to the mayor and interviewed him, and he said they're not Hyperion. There could have been a problem there, but they haven't been able to pinpoint exactly, and it could be in a number of different places, and they're still working on it. So what does that mean for you right now?
I don't know. We're just trying to hold on and live. It's horrible. We're living, no sleep. The kids are miserable. You know, the kids were up. They're going late to school because they're up all night dealing with mosquitoes. I've got one in college. She came home. She actually left mid to go home to the dorm. She's like, I'm not going to stay here. So it's really awful. It is.
The mayor of El Segundo told us they're working closely with vector control officials and the city of LA to hopefully get to the bottom of the issue and eradicate the mosquitoes. So far, he said they've identified a 6-block area where the infestation is concentrated, but more have been found in other areas. On January 1st, LA County created the Department of Homeless Services and Housing, which consolidated 14 departments into one. Emily Valdez sat down with the new director.
Before everything was scattered, it was across 14 different departments. LASA dealt with the housing, the county dealt with mental health services, public health issues. It's kind of all over the place. Now it's in one place.
What this department allows us to do is to bring together those different programs, services, staffing, funding that was in different county departments and other entities like LASA, and bring it all together.
I sat down with Director Sarah Mayhem. How is the accountability going to change?
Yeah, the accountability is at the forefront of our minds here and at the direction of our board. And we look at not just, you know, the dollars going out, but also what are the outcomes. So for example, something that we do in our programs is we look in our case management programs, there's a minimum number of services that we expect to be provided every month. We expect every single client, participant in our program to be getting regular assessments because people's needs change. And we expect their case plans to be getting updated accordingly. And we actually track that and we look at that every single month. And if those minimum expectations aren't being met, then we issue contractor discrepancy reports and we claw back funding.
LASA's role will be scaled back. They will be responsible for the homeless count, maintaining the numbers in the database and reporting to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. In downtown LA, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A fire ripped through 3 mobile homes in Fullerton this morning. One person died and 2 others were injured. It all started at 5 a.m. on Orangethorpe Avenue.
After about 25 minutes, the fire was under control. During that time, we did find 2 patients that were transported to local hospitals. And we did find 1 deceased victim in one of the burned mobile homes as well.
Fullerton Deputy Fire Chief John Fugit said it's not clear if any of the victims lived together. 2 of the mobile homes were destroyed and the 3rd was damaged. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Moving on, a traffic safety activist said he was arrested for trying to make streets safer, Johnny Hale was sighted while painting a crosswalk at a busy West LA intersection. He said the work was never meant to be vandalism. Natalie Tavidian has more.
So this is where I got arrested.
Johnny Hale says this unfinished crosswalk at Kelton and Wilkins tells the whole story.
I had a court hearing regarding my detainment on December 7th, 2025, here at this corner for the charge of vandalizing city property. As of now, the city attorney's office has elected not to pursue a criminal case against me.
So he says the city's not charging him, but they're also not closing the case. Hale says he was painting a DIY crosswalk right here as part of a protest for safer streets when an LAPD officer stopped him mid-project.
Our group, People's Vision Zero, draws its name from Vision Zero, our city's failed commitment to end traffic violence by 2025. We paint crosswalks where they already legally exist to protest for safer streets and more effective government.
He says the goal wasn't damage, it was protection, but technically it's considered vandalism.
If the city took its promise of public safety seriously, countless lives could have been saved. Lives like that of Nadir Gavarete, a 9-year-old boy who was killed across town at the corner of 4th and New Hampshire in Koreatown. A corner where the city had plans and funding for a roundabout dating back to 2015, the same year that Los Angeles committed to Vision Zero. And yet, nothing was built until we protested unsafe conditions by painting unsanctioned crosswalks at the corner.
The crosswalk here remains unfinished, and Hale says what happens next depends on whether the mayor's office responds to his proposal for a community-led safety initiative. In West LA, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
There seems to be movement away from many electric vehicles, but Bob Braille reports that a push for a different battery format may cause some renewed interest.
Research in solid-state batteries is the latest key in the EV development, and industry expert Jeff Gilbert says it should improve the range, and more importantly, they could lower the cost. With more solid-state, there is less in terms of rare earth minerals, more electronics, and less of the more expensive components in batteries. As nearly as important is the potential change in charging time.
Solid-state could improve the recharging time. You can now get like the 20 to 80% in a half hour from some of the best vehicles. They could cut that down to 10 to 15 minutes. Better, but still not like filling up with a tank of gas.
We're still 4 to 5 years out for this to become a reality, and that also depends on the research money poured into it. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Guess who's performing at the Grammys? It's Sabrina Carpenter. I'm especially excited because she is my favorite artist. And yes, she was my top artist on Spotify Wrapped last year. In fact, I'm a top 0.006% listener. All right, enough about me. Back to Sabrina. She's nominated for 6 awards this year, including the top 3 categories. Record and Song of the Year for Manchild. I'd start singing, but trust me, you don't want to hear that. She's also nominated for Album of the Year for Man's Best Friend. More performer announcements are expected in the next few days, and the Grammys are on February 1st. That's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Rebecca Ludman. See you later.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.